we certainly would have loved a series before this, or a few more warm-up games, or a bit more time. It just wasn't possible, and that's where the best teams in the world normally believe that they are ready, no matter what. And we couldn't get that right this time around, which was very disappointing. It definitely played a role, there's no doubt about it. We weren't as prepared as we could have been, and we wanted to play more cricket beforehand. It just wasn't possible. Going into the second test match, hopefully we can play a bit better and prove that it could be excused that we haven't played for a while. But for now, the important thing is just to really focus on the second test match and go and win it. I think the rankings, and it's nice to be number one in the world, but we've set ourselves a standard over the last few years that we want to maintain. And we dipped big time in the last test match, so we'd like to fix that as quickly as we can. It's not really as much winning and losing series and staying at number one or this and that. It's really letting ourselves down, which is the thing that hurt the most. We did have a good reflection meeting and spoke about a few areas where we went wrong. And then I think we've been honest with ourselves that we didn't play well and we let ourselves down. So it's a matter of just going out there and fixing it now as quickly as we can. He's doing good. He bowled really well to me in the nets today. Hopefully he can do a bit of that in the second test match. Look, I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking at the moment. I know he's got full support of the team. We know what he can do. He's actually done really, really well with the bat in hand for us in the last while. It's just a matter of a few balls going past the edge and instead of hitting that edge. I think he'll get it right in the next test match. I truly believe in him. He's a very skillful player, and sometimes you just need that bounce of the ball, and I think it's coming his way soon. I don't know. Luckily, I'm not the coach and the captain for the next one. It's a difficult one. Imi is a very attacking bowler, and it's something to think about. He's definitely got the potential to bowl a side out, but he also hasn't played for a really long time, and I also don't know about his confidence at the moment, having not played for a while. But it's definitely a possibility. It's something that Graham and Russell, I think, will be talking about as we speak.